got a few screws loose since the days of my youth. It's a few screws loose podcast. I got a few screws loose and I'm telling you the truth. It's a few screws loose podcast. I got a few screws loose, you don't really want proof. It's a few screws loose podcast. I got a few screws loose, why I do what I do. It's a few screws loose podcast.
Welcome back to another episode of A Few Screws Loose, the podcast, the award-winning podcast, 2019 Pod Excellence Award winner, where we have mental health discussions by mentally ill men of color. My name is Dan and I'm your host. You can keep up with me on Twitter and on IG at IamDanOnDrugs. Keep up with the show on Twitter, IG, as well as YouTube at Screws Loose Pod. And don't forget, my homie and co-host P, you can keep up with him. He's not very active on social media, but at P from Charlotte on Twitter and IG. I want to start today's episode off with a quick shout out. I want to shout out everybody who has supported us or supported me in one way, shape, or form, whether it be through listening to episodes or whether it be just maybe catching a video clip online and retweeting it or commenting or sharing your experiences. All of that means a lot to me because it makes me feel like, yo, I'm not just doing this for no reason. It is therapeutic at the same time, but it's a rather hard show to do, especially since my co-host has been on an extended leave of absence, so to speak. So it's not even like I'm having a conversation anymore with somebody that I know really well. It's more of a damn monologue. But, you know, it's rough when you go through your ups and downs and you do have a mental disorder, which, as we all know, I have an anxiety disorder and a panic disorder, which kind of go hand in hand. Sometimes it's hard to come in here and be honest and open and transparent. So, you know, I try to keep it going, even, you know, when times are rough. But right now they're not so rough. I don't know why I've been feeling so good, but here we are towards the end of January and still feeling good. I'm working 11, 12 hours a day, 6 days a week, and I've managed to go to the gym up until the other day, go to the gym every single day after working these 11, 12 hour shifts at the job. So I'm assuming that may have something to do with how I'm feeling, because working out has always made me feel good about myself. And as I explained, this episode, I'm actually just going to kind of recap a whole bunch of shit that I said in other episodes. But as I said, I'm very insecure about my body image and about how I look. And I got tired of fucking talking about it. And I was a gym rat for years up until about 2016. I was a gym rat. So it's not like I'm just a new dude in the gym that doesn't know what to do or what. I just couldn't muster up the energy or the motivation. So now I'm like, yo, I'm sitting here talking about this shit like, oh, yeah, my body. I don't like the way my body look, but I wasn't doing nothing about it. So now I'm taking it into my own hands. Just like I said in previous episode, I'm a solution-based person. I see what the problem is. Problem is I don't like my fucking body. Well, nigga, do something about it. And that's what I'm doing. And it's funny. I've had people argue with me and seriously argue with me. Your body's fine. Nothing's wrong with your body. Your body looks good. And I don't give a fuck what you think about my body. What matters to me is what I think. And if I'm unhappy with it, fuck you. Basically, you know, shit, there's nothing you can tell me to make me feel better about some shit that I don't like. It's like, you know, I don't like anchovies. There's nothing you can tell me that's going to make me like anchovies. You know, I mean, here nor there. So, again, I wanted to shout everybody out and some very specific people, too, who have been instrumental in motivating me to keep this podcast going, because at, you know, there have been points where it's just kind of like, eh. it's not really even my main podcast. So, you know, if it die, if he dies, he dies. If the show dies, it dies. But, you know, shout to the Breaks Media Network. Shout to my brother, CEO Hayes, my brother, AJ, from What We're Gonna Do podcast, who I want to actually say he's probably, if not the person, one of the people who encourage me to keep doing these shows. Because, like I said, it's not easy coming in here talking about your fucking mental problems, your mental illnesses, how they affect you day to day. And just being as open as I possibly can without fucking up other people's privacy. So shout to AJ. That's my brother there. Shout to Flaw 700. Shout to Stephanie, the Life Architect, Queen Poison, AKA Tanisha. Like, just shout to everybody who is in some way, shape or form either encouraged me, inspired me or supported me. I want to say thank you. With that out the way. Last episode, towards the end of the episode, I explained that I was attempting to be more social. And when I say that, I meant in real life, talking to real people, not online, not on Twitter, Instagram, or any of these apps, in real life. I failed. One of my biggest fears that I talked about this too previously, like I said, I'm going to recap a lot of things that I've already said, but one of my biggest fears is failure, and I failed. I thought that maybe it's because I was feeling so good or whatever the past month that, yo, let's just give this whole being social a try. Let's try to meet new people. Let's try to make new friends. That shit don't work well for me. We even got an episode, No New Friends, where P and I are both adamant about not meeting new people, not meeting new friends, not making new friends. It's like, we cool, right? Where we're at, we're cool. We don't need nobody new. And there's also a saying to something to the effect of sometimes you don't want to meet your idols or you don't want to meet your heroes because they may turn out to be assholes and not who you think they were. And like Michael Jordan comes to mind. I've heard lots of stories of other people meeting Michael Jordan and him just being a fucking asshole. But it's like, yo, we fucking idolized you, bro. And you're just a dick. Like, come on. So there's people like that in real life where I look up to. I look up to a lot of people, even a lot of the podcasters that I just named that, like, I would hate to think so highly of them or hold them in high regards, meet them and realize that they're not who they say they are or they're not who they portray themselves to be. That I'd rather just not meet you niggas and continue to think highly of you. So, again, going back to failing my social experiments, I've learned that, okay, so I come in, we've been doing this podcast for almost a year, maybe even a little over a year, and I'm like, anybody who has listened from day one probably feels like they know me, and that's because, again, of how open I am. So I get out here in the real world, and I'm meeting people and talking to people, and I mean, we're talking via text message, via phone calls. And y'all know that that's super uncharacteristic of me to jump on the phone and talk to somebody. Get the fuck out of here, man. Like, that's just so uncharacteristic of me. So I tried it. And it only reinforced what I already knew, which is I fucking hate people. I just dislike people. There's no other way I can say that nicely or put it nicely. I hate you motherfuckers, man. And I really do. And that's not directed at any one person. I just fucking hate people. Some of the things that I guess have frustrated me to no end is explaining or having to re-explain to someone that I've never talked to my mental illness, how it affects me, how it affects the way that I think. And for those of you who don't know, my mental illness is a generalized anxiety disorder and panic disorder, which go hand in hand, anxiety, panic attacks, which also leads to depression from time to time. But in trying to explain this to somebody who doesn't really know me or who's trying to get to know me, it's maddening. It's really maddening, especially when I've laid all this shit out starting back at episode one, you know. So, but of course, these aren't people that listen to the podcast. These people, most of them are unaware of the podcast. Even I may have mentioned it to some, but, you know, so going through the motions of explaining how I am deeply affected by this, how I'm deeply affected by past traumas and things of that nature. Nothing's changed since the first time me and P sat down and had this conversation. And I'm thinking that because a lot of these celebrities and other people are putting mental health kind of on the forefront, that more people are becoming educated and aware of mental health problems. Not in the experience that I've had, at least. So what I'm getting is a lot of the same things that I've been getting my whole life, which is you choose to think that way. Like, okay, me viewing other people as threats or me avoiding certain situations. I'm, you know, avoidance behavior. Anything that triggers me, I avoid. You choose to think that way, or you choose to be depressed. You choose not to like people. You choose to feel the way. These are all choices. Who the fuck, in their right mind, I guess, would choose to think to be depressed? Who would choose to think to be at high alert all of the time and perceive everyone and everything as a threat? Who would do that? That's not a fucking choice. If it were a choice, I wouldn't think this way. I wouldn't feel this way. I wouldn't do the things that I do. It's not a fucking choice. To be mentally ill is not a fucking choice. I don't even know what else to say other than that. So, you know, I've had these conversations with multiple different people, new people, and it's drove me away from all of them almost. It's like, yo, you're not even going to attempt to understand. You're going to offer me these cookie cutter, same shit we've been talking about for years. These cookie cutters. Have you tried this? Have you tried that? Meditation, this and that. Oh, you shouldn't be taking no medication. And like the same shit. And I'm like, here in 2020, after all of these mainstream media personalities, all of these celebrities have come forward to talk about their mental illnesses. And I'm like, you would think that people will be more understanding. So that's the first frustration that I have is, you know what? You're minimizing not only how I feel, but you're minimizing who I am. I'm not going to allow you to do that. You will not minimize who I am because, yes, my anxiety disorder is a part of me and it makes me who I am. So you will not minimize that. Next. Personalities. I hate them motherfuckers. I hate personalities. Hate them all. Fuck them all. No, I'm just playing. But to see so many different personalities, I'm saying so many, like there's hundreds of people, but just I don't vibe. I guess that's the new word or the word that I should use here. I don't vibe with everyone's personality. I just don't. And I find it hard to find there's certain personalities that I do fuck with. I fuck with introverts hard. I fuck with people who are very self reflective. I fuck with them hard. I fuck with people who I can tell are intelligent. Fuck with y'all hard. And I fuck with people who are self-aware. I fuck with people whose priorities are in order. And it's not hard to tell what somebody's priorities are. You know, I mean, of course, day one, day two, no, you're not going to know. But it's not too hard to figure out where people's priorities lie. And that is also a thing that I can't fuck with. When your priorities don't, maybe they make sense to you. They don't make sense to me. And I think your list is all fucked up, you know, and I'm not going to get into any specific details because I'm not talking about any one person in particular. But yeah, if your priorities aren't in order, nah. So I also posted on Twitter not too long ago that a lot of our people don't equate working hard with money. That is exactly how you get money. You work hard, whether it be through a 9-to-5, whether it be through entrepreneurship, whether it be through multiple streams of revenue. If you weren't born rich, in order to become rich, I'm not rich, but in order to become rich, you have to work hard. There's just no other way unless you hit the lottery or you're a fucking gambler or some shit. But, you know, it's like, so I've had that conversation with a few people, which is, yo, you work too hard. You work too much. I do work very hard and I do work a lot when I'm not putting in these 10, 11, 12 hours a day at the job, like even during the summers. Man, I'm putting in 40, maybe 25 to 30 hours a week podcasting, as far as recording, editing, video, recording other people now, putting in a lot of work there. I put in a lot of work, high quality work everywhere I can. And, you know, I get in meeting new friends. I'm being told that no one should live that way. You shouldn't have to work so much, or you shouldn't have to work so hard, or you should slow down. And maybe you're right. But again, going back to priorities, I grew up poor. I'm no longer poor, not rich, but I am not poor. I got here and I still have financial insecurity, but I got here by working hard and long. That's what she said. So, you know, it's rough. So out of all these, all the socializing I've been trying to do, I have nixed majority of it. It's not for me. These people are not for me. But again, like I said, if you're not going to take the time to get to know me, to get to understand me, I'll take the time to get to know you and understand you. I'll take the time to listen to you. I'm very attentive. I listen to everything. I listen to shit that people don't think that I listen to. I actually had, you know, it's funny. I actually told somebody recently where they lived. I'm like, oh, yeah, you live over there, da da da, around this corner over here in this apartment building, whatever, whatever. And they're like, how do you know that? Are you stalking me or something? I'm like, no. I'm attentive. I listen, and I listen to what is being said, and also listen to what's not being said. And I think that that's sometimes even more important. What's not being said is what's more important. So, you know, I think I'm done with it, though. I think I'm done with the whole socializing thing and trying to meet new people and trying to expand my circle, because I did say, you know, I wanted to have positive people in my circle. But what I'm finding is a whole bunch of people who have what I call quick fixes to very complex problems that they don't fully understand, comprehend, or want to listen to. So, you know, and it's like I'm at the point where with some of these people, it's like it's not worth my time. It's a waste of my time, actually. And my time at my age is very valuable to me, especially when I'm working, like I said, 11, 12 hours a day. It's only temporary 11, 12 hours a day before I go back to a regular 8-hour schedule. But my time is very valuable to me. So to waste it, I just don't feel like that's something I should be doing if I feel like I'm wasting my time. So I guess with that being said, I failed. I tried. But I failed, put myself out there, told people all kinds of stuff about myself. Actually, I told people about my anxiety disorders, about my experiences, about why I don't do certain things. And again, like I said, they have the quick fixes. Oh, you should just change the way you think. You should just meditate. You should eat different. You should do this. You should do that. Or the one that I hate the most is I'm going to get you out of that. And again, I'm echoing that from a prior episode too, which is someone thinking that they can change who you are. Like, you cannot change who I am. You just can't. It's impossible. 30 plus years of people trying, multiple doctors, psychiatrists, they haven't been able to change or fix or do whatever. So what makes you think that you'd be able to change who I am or how I view things? It's impossible. And no, it's just not going to happen. Lastly, I'm honest about being emotionally unavailable. And again, echoing another prior episode, I have enough problems of my own, enough emotional problems of my own, enough emotional trauma of my own that I'm still trying to work through and deal with. I don't care how you feel. And it's fucked up, but I tell people that I don't care how you feel. And when I say that, I mean, you know, emotionally or in regards to emotions or whatever. I'm not the person you should turn to for emotional support because I'm not here for you. And maybe that's why I'm not doing a good job at socializing, because I'm just being honest up front. Like, yo, emotionally unavailable. Keep it moving. I am not here to I just can't. I don't have the capacity to take on other people's emotional problems. Mine are through the roof. So as I'm sitting here working through mine, that doesn't mean I'm making room for somebody else's. No, I'm just trying to clean my plate. I don't want your fucking leftovers on my plate. And, you know, whatever. Take it how you want. And so far, no one has taken that quite well, but it is what it is. I'm being honest and upfront. Sure, I'd like to see if, you know, we click and can become friends or whatever, but this is who I am. I am Dan. I have an anxiety disorder that prevents me from doing damn near any and everything. No, you're not going to be able to make me not do the things that I am comfortable with doing, my routine. I'm going to continue to do exactly what I did before I met any of you. And that it's just not going to change. I'm also emotionally unavailable and at times an asshole. So, you know, I can see how that can kind of turn people off to me and my personality, but whatever. So, like I said, I failed. I tried, failed. And, you know, AJ pointed it out. He's like, yeah, Dan, I see, you know, it's a good thing you out here trying to socialize more. Nah, nigga, that shit ain't work, bro. That shit ain't work. And I probably will not be attempting this again. So it is what it is. But I guess that's all I have for you guys. Not really well thought out. Just wanted to let you know I appreciate all your support. And I tried something new and failed miserably. But it was a learning experience. What I guess my takeaway from it is not much has changed since the very first time that even me and P had this conversation, recorded conversation on Black Law and Legal Lies, like damn near 2 years ago, with how people respond to you when you tell them you have a mental illness and how it affects you. Still the same all these years later. So my name is Dan. You can keep up with me on Twitter and on IG at I Am Dan on Drugs. Keep up with the show across the board at Screws Loose Pod, as well as YouTube. And my homie and co-host P at P from Charlotte on Twitter and IG. Now, I usually don't ask for reviews or ratings or whatever, but if you listen to us on Apple Podcasts, yo, hit that review button, 5 stars, leave us a little review telling us we're dope or whatever, because it'll really help the visibility of the podcast as far as when people search for topics or subjects such as mental health, especially in black and brown people. So with that being said, peace out. Catch y'all next time.